Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whatever you might be listening. Thank you so much for making us part of your day today. My name is Parker Kern, here along with my good friend and our pastor, Father Jeff McBeth. Father, you're sipping coffee this morning.
Out of the sip cup.
Out of the Catholic sip. Sip cup, the podcast of the past.
With, that's right, podcast past, the ghost of podcast past.
Right, of course.
Outlasted it.
Well, yeah.
Nothing lasts forever.
We should get some 23 podcast cups.
I don't know. I mean, the sip podcast no longer is a thing, but the mugs are here. Maybe that would spell our doom if we got... not that I believe in bad omens. It's a violation of the First Commandment. But, you know,
perhaps
we could.
Next to that, you have your water, your trademark water cup.
That's right.
So perhaps we can get glasses for water instead and not curse ourselves that way.
That's right. That's right.
But
maybe if we were a video podcast, we should get, like, mugs.
Yeah.
And then people could see them.
Yeah. And then, you know, they could imagine the two of us standing in the connection center every week.
It's probably good enough they don't need to see our mugs.
Selling merch to people, you know, shirts and mugs and the like.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't need to see our mugs in multiple senses of the word.
All three of our fans.
Yeah.
No. Right. Right. But
you missed it the first time, so I thought I'd throw it back out there.
Yeah, I figured it out. I figured it out. So, but you're doing well, Father. This is the first full week of September, I believe.
No.
So we're back into FFF. That was a smash hit this past weekend.
Yeah. So what a gift. You know, just so grateful. But you know, for all of our teachers who are volunteering, which is a huge gift. And then of course all the kitchen crew is a great gift as well. And just everyone being there is a gift. You know. So it was great. Yeah, it's nice to have it. Nice to have it back. So, for sure.
And you're doing well?
I think all right.
Yeah, we were just talking off air. You're starting your Encounter Ministries
school. Yeah, this school. Week.
So this week
orientation. So no homework, but
no homework.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, and I was asking the team for prayer the other day. You know, and maybe you were a better student than I was, but. You know, sometimes you just sort of, you learn things just to sort of do it for a test or, you know, you sort of crap out a paper and then you sort of forget about it. And, you know, I don't like look back on life with too many regrets. Not that this is a big one, but I'm like, I probably could have been a more intentional student, you know, especially like in college, maybe studying some ecology classes would have been more helpful. And then seminary, like I probably could have interiorized all this better and sort of thought about it rather than just sort of read the chapter, then move on with something else and maybe... Spent some time letting it soak in. Of course, when you're full time, you know, when you're taking five classes and all that stuff, it's hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, especially here one at a time, and it's meant to be, obviously, it's spiritual, you know, and so some good things to reflect on in prayer. So really, really trying to get the next 2 years in a more intentional way and not just sort of make it just one more task to accomplish. So if you all could say a prayer for that, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll certainly keep you in prayer. It does... Definitely, you know, I can remember back to school. I was just kind of the same way. I was just rote memorization, you know, do it as have it in your head as long as you need to, and then, you know, spit it back out. And then when you're done, you're done, and you move on and to the next thing. And now, you know, now it's like, oh, there's stuff in life that I could use.
I could have used that.
Some of that. Mm-hmm. Or,
dang.
Or you recall a little bit of, you know, what it is that you learn, but then you're like, okay, what's the additional context here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, what sort of information do I need to gather right now to fill out what I sort of have a little bit of knowledge on in this whatever subject matter it is or whatever concept we're doing. So, yeah, for me, it's definitely, I understand where you're at with it, but this is a different piece. It's not so much that you're learning, you know, how to bake a loaf of bread or you're learning algebra. You're learning, you know, how to deepen your ministry, which is not necessarily, it is your
how
career.
The Holy Spirit works and...
Right. It's your career, but it's also your vocation.
Yeah.
And it's like sort of like your whole life. So it's interesting that it's not necessarily going to be just, you know, like, oh, it's just for my job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's more like this is going to help you all around as a, hopefully as a person, as a disciple and...
Yeah.
Obviously as a pastor.
Yeah. Well, most of the people that go through the school are actually lay people.
Yeah.
They're a great witness that they want to sort of get after it and go deeper. And as they say, encounter, live a more supernatural life and all those kind mm-hmm. of things. That's very edifying. So looking forward to that. They did create a priest-only cohort, but I couldn't really do that because of it's a Thursday afternoons. So it wasn't going to work for me. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Excited. Yeah, you know, some people have like a photographic memory where they just remember everything they read or ever heard.
Yeah.
And I just don't. Like, my mind's like a rusted steel trap. Like,
that's okay.
You know, it's, but.
There's enough up there to.
That's right. That's right.
You'd have
to. It'd be nice to be able to like have an encyclopedic, you know, recall of everything you've ever learned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a rare gift.
Yeah, there's special people out there that did a lot better in high school and on the standardized test than I did. We did probably that, you know. But at the end of the day, if you go, you know, with your heart, if you go with your mind and say I'm gonna try, you know, trying is because you see people all the time in school, you know, whether you're in, you know, a college classroom or a high school, whatever. You see kids students that don't try as hard because maybe they don't need to, or maybe they have that little bit of a gift. And you see the students who are really working hard that might not have the intangibles, but they have the grit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sort of interesting to watch, especially me as a, you know, a professor now, you know, and some, you know, yeah. adjunct professors, watching the people who you can tell really want to be there,
mm-hmm.
but also the people that just kind of are like, I don't need to worry about this. I can just skate by. And by and large, the work that both, you know, produce is good work.
Sure.
But you can really tell, you know, who's going to do well just past that. Because again, mm-hmm. the effort, the showing up like you're doing right now. I mean, you've been a priest for, you know, almost 20 years now. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do this.
Right.
You're doing this because you want to do it.
Yeah.
So you're showing your effort, you're showing your heart and putting it out there and saying, I want to go deeper, not for my health
mm-hmm.
necessarily, you know, that saying, but just because I want to go deeper for myself and for others to help others.
Yeah.
More,
and which, I don't have the greatest amount of grit. I have a big tendency towards laziness.
That's okay.
So I got to get over that. But you know, I kind of did this already like 5 years ago. Cause I think I told you I did the summer intensive, which yeah. was the first four courses in 4 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And,
The summer intensive program.
That's right. That's right. There was no mug though.
Oh.
That's very sad. Yeah. But I remember weeks afterward, like when I had some downtime, like I would go over the notes, I'd relook up the scripture passages they yeah. referenced to, again, trying to be more intentional about that. And then this is of course that on just all jacked up because instead of one night, it's like 8 afternoons.
Yeah, sure.
Per thing. So mm-hmm. yeah, it'd be great.
Well, I wish you luck. Certainly you'll be in my prayers.
Appreciate
I mean
it.
You already are, but I'll continue to I'll ratchet up the burner a little bit for you.
There you go.
Turn it up and yeah, I'm sure I'm interested to hear how it goes.
Yeah, we'll keep everybody updated.
We'll keep them updated. So, but anything else new, Father, with you?
I don't think so.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Good place
just,
to be.
Just yeah, just kind of hanging out, settling back into the fall.
I know. We fell into fall, and mm-hmm. now it's here. And it's like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were talking about, you know, how happy we were that it was finally spring, and then now it's like, oh, it's time for, yeah. you know.
Yeah. I don't get out much, like,
yeah.
you know, September through April. So, it's kind of hunkering down.
Yeah, I understand.
Except for the SEAT conference in January. I think I'm just, you know, hunkered down.
Yeah. Well.
So.
Good. You're grinding.
So yep.
Putting in the time, putting
that's
in the
right.
work, and
the reps, again, all that.
helping others, you know, ministering to others. That's what you do
yep.
best. That's
day
what
in.
You're here to do, man.
Day so, in, yep.
So any announcements for our folk, our friends around the parish?
Big thing, you know, if you've been discerning the men's invitational, which is going to be a great weekend. It's only like 40 hours. It's, you know, Friday evening, you get back like Sunday by noon. Talks are going to be great. It's good fellowship. And so the deadline's like Tuesday. To register because there's things we need to do in advance and we just can't bring people in last minute and give you the the service you deserve.
Looks like Tuesday the 16th.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's just that coming weekend.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Well, that's exactly it. That's already cutting it close.
Right. Yeah, you're
So do it now. So, yeah, one of our co-directors was like, well, how do we prevent people from signing up after Tuesday? We'll just shut the site down.
Well, yeah, that's a good
he's
way
like,
to
oh,
go.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, 23.Church, men's invitational. And of course, it's not. There's of course the women's retreat coming up in October as well.
Oh yes.
You've seen that in the bulletin, and then while everything else is kicked off, it's probably not too late, you know, to get going on other stuff. But just you gotta do it. Just gotta do it now. It's time.
It's time. Crunch yep. time, baby.
Exactly. So, yeah. So it's all of our good stuff is kicking off.
It's all back.
OCIA is kicking off this coming week, which is great. So we have a nice big diverse group.
Yeah, how many people do we have this year?
We're thinking it's up to 16 at this point.
That's beautiful.
Which is great.
And last year we had 7 or 8, I believe.
It's twice. Yeah, it's like double.
Right. Which, it's good anytime, even if you have one person.
Of course.
But you know.
Nice. Yeah, well, and again, it just sort of lets you praise God for moving in people's lives.
Right.
And bringing them here.
Right.
So it's
where awesome. 2 or 3 are gathered. Yeah. Or 16.
Yeah, even better.
Indeed. So, and Sister Anne Mary is taking that on this year.
Correct? Yep. Sister Anne Mary, Chris Favre. And Chris. Who's great, and I'm helping them out. And so, yeah, we're just kind of mixing things up this year. We're excited about it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, yeah, I look forward every year to the vigil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always a great, certainly I had a great, I mean, my dad came into the church, the first class. I wrote about that in the 20th anniversary column I did. And, you know, it was a very moving time. So, I mean, the whole process, you know, as an adult, you're going through. And again, we talk about the fact, I mean, you, for example, what you're doing with Encounter, like, you're a busy guy. You don't really need to do what you're doing.
No,
I wasn't. Same with OCIA people. Like, they got kids, probably. They got families. Like,
jobs, all that.
Might be the last thing that, quote, unquote, they need, but they do need it to, you know, they feel as if, you know, they're called to it. And that's a very beautiful thing. And giving that time to God and giving that commitment of your life to God is... As an adult, especially, it's one thing to do it when you're 7 years old or 13 years old when you're getting confirmed.
Yeah, they're not just going through the motions at this point.
Right, yeah. No, like I remember when I did that in school, like it was a powerful thing, but it was just kind of like, okay, well, this is what everybody else is doing, you know, and we're all doing this together. And obviously there's a purpose for it, but I think there's a greater meaning when you're an adult.
Yep.
So kudos to them for, you know, wanting to go deeper with God and join our faith. Really cool.
Yeah, and one thing I think I've learned through Encounter over the years, for those who kind of went through the normal track like you and I did, is that those gifts were so received, through those sacraments and the graces. And so we can actually call upon that, you know? And so you can actually say a prayer, just super simple, like, God, stir up the graces you gave me in baptism in a new and profound way.
I like
that. Or the graces you gave me in confirmation, you know, mass, confession. Like, there's all these graces there that God can continue to stir up in a new way within us. So we can actually ask for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. Again, great reminder for all of us who are, you know, quote, the normal track, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's all good.
Standard track.
It's all, right. The I don't know if younger track, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is interesting to make those and I know we're going a little bit over in our banter here, but it really is interesting as a child to make that profession. I mean, really, you're a child still.
Yeah.
You're not even an adult. Like, you're basically an adult in the church, obviously, but you're...
Fully initiated, yeah.
Right, but you're a kid, right? Mm-hmm. You're 7th or 8th grade. And it's really interesting to make that commitment as a young person and, you know, understand... You're not able to understand the gravity of it when you're that age. But when you come in and you're like, you know, me, like 29 years old or whatever, or in your 40s or whatever, and you're like, oh, that's what...
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, it's sort of, like you said, it sort of hits you sometimes and it's like, this is what it's all about.
Yeah. The whole rest of our life is meant to be unpacking the gift.
Right. Yeah.
Making use of it.
For sure. Well, let's unpack the gift of the gospel this weekend, Father. And what a doozy we have.
So this is, I keep on a day like this, I think back to the parishioner who on Pentecost, where we were red, you know, for the Holy Spirit. Said, well, that's a really nice vestment. Too bad you don't get to wear red more often. I said, well, actually, there's some bonus Sundays this year, 2025. You know, and of course, we had St. Peter and Paul back in late June 29th.
Yeah.
And then now we have the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, dang, September 14th, which, of course, falls on a Sunday this year. And so it trumps the Ordinary Time Sunday, which I'm okay with. And so, so we have the special feast wearing red then. You know, for the blood that was shed, you know, by Christ on the cross. So it's a short passage, John chapter 3. Some of it will probably sound familiar.
I was going to say, if you watch football, you'll probably
That's right.
hear one of these passage, yeah. The number.
Although interestingly, not to go too much off topic again, but the way the culture has become more secular, a lot of people don't even know what that is, you know, or even that it comes from the Bible. Not that they have to know the passage, but you know, the John 3:16, they don't even identify it as something from the Bible because they don't even know what that is.
Maybe we should go to that Lions Packers game on Thanksgiving and hold the sign up then.
We should. Right. You can hold up that one, and I will say this is from the Bible, just to make, you know, okay. Just to kind of spell it out.
We could get tickets two in the front row on the 50-yard.
Yeah,
put it on the parish.
You know, you got to spend your first communion money on something. All right, so this is John 3:13-17. So this is a conversation that Jesus is having with Nicodemus, who was really one of the Pharisees, but was drawn to Jesus, and so he kind of sneaks over to the Jesus camp at night, you know, to listen to him because he wouldn't dare do that.
Wouldn't do it in front of his friends.
Right, exactly. So he kind of slips out to talk with Jesus. And of course, he doesn't really understand a lot of what he's saying, but
none of us does in time.
Right. You know, does in time. You know, Nicodemus would also be there, you know, at the very end of Jesus's life, you know, which is, so he's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesus says to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." So this image that Jesus uses of being lifted up, or just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, is actually our first reading, you know, for Mass.
Yep.
For those following along. So it will make more sense, you know, then about just sort of looking upon, you know, the thing that sort of bites us, you know. St. Paul says, I believe St. Paul said, you know, he became sin who knew no sin, you know, so that we could be saved. You know, through his being lifted up, which is why the cross is an instrument of death, becomes exalted because it leads to Jesus' glory and our salvation.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's interesting that we, you know, we try to connect this to our life, right? And we have, you know, maybe kind of last week we talked about, you know, taking up the cross, right, mm-hmm. in the gospel, and this sort of doubles down on that a little bit. And you know, how many times do we have a little cross that we carry, whether it's a personal struggle, even if we're sick, or we, you know, we spill our coffee, or we do, you know,
which I actually did this morning at home a little bit.
Rest in peace. Right. So that's, you know, but these are things that we, you know, sort of in our lives might get, you know, oh no, it's upsetting. But, you know, you realize that, you know, for us, God, you know, Christ came down, saved us, you know, went up to heaven, came back down, and essentially, you know, the crosses that we carry are basically nothing compared to what he had to do for us. And even going to Mass, I mean, we could argue that, you know, oh, I have to kneel, or mm-hmm. oh, it's so long.
I have to wake up.
Right, like, oh, it's an hour. You know, and it's like, he literally died for us.
Yeah.
Like, he died for you. Like, that's a little cross that you can carry. And
you know, it reminds me of this, you know, line I like to say, there's no love without sacrifice. But also, you know, just the part of the exaltation that Jesus transforms the
right.
experience of the cross. And so I think even looking at life, like the things that have really caused us to change, grow, are dealing with crosses, you know, challenges, failures, obstacles. You know, if life was just sort of smooth sailing, we'd never grow, we'd never change, you know, we'd never, you know, get better, we'd never learn anything, we'd never get deeper, you know, it's dealing with the, you know, the hard stuff, big and little, that enables us to grow.
Yeah, it's, you know, like finding strength in the struggle would be a good way to kind of put that, like, you know, we... Obviously, the cross leads to resurrection, our salvation, right? And he's done that for us. But, mm-hmm. you know, those crosses also have, you know, significance in that we all, I mean, right, experience them. I don't think anybody's had a perfect life, right? There's always things that happen, big or small. Some people are, you know, dealt different hands than others, but a lot of times there's things that happen to us in our lives, and we might question it at the time, but, you know, we look back at some point and go, oh, that's why that happened.
Right? Yeah, God can use that for our good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in our, in some way, a resurrection. I mean, that's sort of that's why it's sort of the mystery of our faith, the mystery of life. Yeah, that, you know, there are risings that come, you know, from going through the crosses.
And isn't it interesting that we have to, not have to, but when we do experience like a struggle, we, you know, sort of like, I guess sort of like Christ did, like he died and, you know, he had to go through that to get to, you know, as Father Rose says, Good Friday has to happen in order for Easter Sunday.
Right.
Just like sometimes our struggle has to happen in order for us to realize something, which to me is annoying because it's like, why do I have to struggle? Why do I have to have problems? But again, you look at your problems compared to his and it's like, probably not that bad, right? But at you know, the other side of that is we have that call to continually look at those opportunities for growth as exactly that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily looking at it as something that's horrible or something that we should avoid, but something perhaps that we should lean into. And, you know, comes back full circle to what you're doing, you know, trying to enrich yourself. And it might not be easy. You might not be every day.
Sacrifice.
Yeah, you might not be jumping up and down every day, going and getting on Zoom and mm-hmm. talking to people and, you know, certainly internalizing the stuff, but you do it because you want to see benefit from it. And you're going to look back at the end and say, wow, that was really great. I'm so glad I did that. No matter, you know, no matter how it works out for you in the middle, you know that at the end, you're going to look back and say, I'm happy I did that. I learned from that. And I'm a bigger person because of it.
I think that's why with Jesus in his human nature, you know, he probably didn't want to suffer.
No, he literally did.
He tortured, died. Right. Read the scripture. You know,
let this come past me.
But he embraced it.
He did. Because he knew that
it was going to bring about good,
exactly,
to say the least,
for us. And again, if you can't look at that and go, "Huh, my problem is small potatoes," then you should probably re-examine yourself.
Well, it says last, you know, week in the gospel and other places, you know, take up your cross and follow me. Mm-hmm. Like he's going ahead of us.
Yeah.
It's not like we're doing it on our own. You know, he's ahead of us. He's with us when he talks about yoking ourselves to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's with us the whole time.
Exactly. Good words to live by, Father. Let's pray on that.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. God, help us to see all of our struggles as opportunities to step into the whatever else that you're looking to bring out of it. We know it's hard. Help us not never to despair, but to always trust in your presence, and your goodness, and your power, and the power of your Paschal mystery, knowing that you came to bring us life, and ultimately the fullness of life in the kingdom of heaven. So we praise you, and we thank you for all that you've done for us. And help us to respond to you, your love, in love, which is to say, to put ourselves aside for the good of others, as you did for us. Jesus, we love you and trust in you, and ask this all in the power of your name. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father, thank you. Great show today.
Thanks, Parker. Thanks, everyone. God bless you. See you.